Blind Cool Tech 71, August 4/05. Addendum to iPotter. I gave you some wrong information, so I'd like to try to correct it before it gets out of hand. When we went in there and said, it said delete files older than this many days, that's actually not to prevent you from downloading them. That's to automatically clear them from your hard disk after that many days. And the other thing that we did not mention was how to set up the scheduler, and that's a little tricky, so I want to go through that with you right quick. Let's start up the speech here.
Windows 5.0.
And we'll start iPotter.
Studio recorder. iPotter. No selected item. At startup, only show iPotter in the system tray. Unchecked. No selected item.
Give iPotter a chance to get going here. And what I forgot to show you was the scheduler, and it's a little bit tricky. So let's go to the tools menu.
Check all F5 disabled. Catch up. Check selected. Add a feed. Control N dialog. Remove feed control. Feed properties. Dialog. Scheduler. Control L.
And the feed properties is where you can adjust.
Menu closed.
Characteristics.
Enable scheduler. Checked.
Of each feed. So the first thing you get here in the scheduler is enable scheduler. And you want to check that.
Check at regular intervals. Checked.
And then you can either have check at regular intervals or check at specific times.
Save. Repeat every 2 hours, 4 of 7.
And see, I pressed tab and it skipped that. So you have to kind of fiddle around with this a little bit.
Check at regular intervals. Checked.
And this is actually a radio button.
Settings, 1 of 1.
Eh, come on.
Enable scheduler. Checked. Check at regular intervals. Checked.
So best thing we're going to do is go into our screen reader's
pointer rooted
review.
To radio button. Graphic. Checked.
And we'll
check at regular intervals. Reg at check 16:49, 10:49. Check
and
at reg interval 2 hours. Repeat every repeat.
Well,
two.
We got to find
16:10:49 times specific at.
There we go.
Check.
So if we check.
Left, check at specific times.
Check at specific times, which is the default.
Save.
I just pressed right arrow and it went to save, which is not what we want.
Check at specific times. Checked.
I'm going to tab.
Save. Check at specific settings. 1
I thought it would
one.
Give you a
enable
place
scheduler.
To
checked. Check at specific. Save.
To put the times.
Cancel. Settings. 1 Enable scheduler. Check at specific times. Checked.
So let's go ahead and just read
scheduler
the screen.
Settings. Enable scheduler. Checked. Select radio buttons below to check at specific times or at regular intervals. Check at specific times. Checked. For 49, 10:49, 16:49. Check at regular intervals.
Yeah, see, it's not letting us get to that.
Save.
Where to specify the times. Now, once you tell it to check at regular
check
intervals,
check at specific times.
Though,
checked. Save. Check at specific times.
Okay,
checked.
Again, we have to go
pointer
into the screen
to radio button.
Review and
radio.
Move around on the screen.
Buttons below to check at specific time or at regular intervals. Check. Check at specific times. Check at specific times for 49, 10:14, 16:4. Check. Check at regular intervals. Unchecked.
All right, so we're going to check at regular
left.
Intervals.
Check at regular intervals. Checked.
Now, I think this one actually will let you
save.
I press tab. I'm going to press shift tab now.
Repeat every 2 hours.
There we go.
4 of 7.
And this is just a list box. You can have it.
90 minutes, 5 of 7. 2 hours, 4 of 7.
However you want.
Save.
And then we can save it.
No selected item.
Okay, so I just wanted to clear up those two little issues. As I was walking to work this morning, I was listening to it to kind of proofread it and made that mistake. So this is it for issue 71, a nice short one. I'm Larry Skudkon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Our audio comment line is 206-984-9203. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our website is aph.org/tech/bct. www.ccc.htm. Y'all have a great one, and we will see you next time.